KD Country 94 weather.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 90 today under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for storms. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance of thunderstorms, lows around 65. 80 tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 82 degrees.
Looking to upgrade your baler this hay season? Choose from over 40 new-to-you pre-owned balers from Landmark Implement. During the month of June, get 5.25% fixed rate for up to 60 months on all used balers and windrowers at Landmark Implement. Put your upgraded hay equipment to work for you in the race against time this hay season. When you purchase pre-owned hay equipment from Landmark, know you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running. Shop all used hay equipment online at LandmarkImp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says a law enforcement officer was injured after getting bit during a search warrant in Rossville yesterday morning. The KBI says alongside the Northeast Child Victims Task Force, the KBI Cyber Crime Unit, and the Rossville Police Department, a search warrant was executed for child sexual abuse material in a home in Rossville. At approximately 6:40 a.m., law enforcement officers executed the search warrant for child sexual abuse material at 128 Pearl Street in Rossville for an investigation that began in January. A man inside the home, identified as 55-year-old John Ross of Rossville, became combative while detained and bit a task force agent, breaking his skin. The agent was treated and released for his injury. The KBI says Ross was transported to a Topeka hospital for minor injuries and booked into the Shawnee County Detention Center. He was arrested on charges of aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer and obstruction of legal process. During the search of the home, officers found methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. The investigation for child sexual abuse material and drug possession remains ongoing, according to the KBI. Authorities say no one was seriously hurt when two semis collided and caught fire in northeast Kansas early yesterday morning. The crash happened around 3 a.m. on U.S. Highway 75, about 5 miles north of Sabetha. The local fire department said crews arrived to find debris, heavy fire, and ruptured fuel tanks. Firefighters got the fire under control after about 30 minutes. Fortunately, all occupants had escaped with what were believed to be minor injuries. It's not yet known what caused the crash. The Sabetha Fire Department was assisted by the Morrill Fire Department, Brown County Rescue Squad 48, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and Sheriff's deputies and emergency management personnel from Brown and Nemaha counties. Fire Department says, "We'd like to thank our crews as well as our mutual aid partners for always responding no matter the time of day or night." U.S. Highway 75 was closed in that area for much of the day. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Stop by for the 13th annual 8-man All-Star Football Game Pep Rally today at 4 o'clock at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. Cool down with some shaved ice and meet and greet the 8-man All-Stars, the best 8-man players in the entire state of the Kansas, and enjoy some high-quality entertainment. There'll be dancing, cheering, games, giveaways, and much more. Make sure to be a part of the 13th annual 8-man All-Star Football Game Pep Rally. That is today at 4 o'clock at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. Brought to you by the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, the Guaranteed State Bank and Trust Company, and KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Summer kickoff, Dragon Main Saturday Night Cruise. That is coming up tomorrow in Downs. Come enjoy an evening of fun hosted by the Downs Community Connection Group. A meal will be served from 5:30 to 6:45 at the Gazebo Park with funds going towards the landscape project. The meal will consist of the Downs' famous Louie Burgers or grilled hot dogs, chips, dessert, and drink. A new event of a scavenger hunt is added this year. Meet at the gazebo around 6:20 for the 6:30 start tomorrow night. Cruising Maine will start around 7. Whether you have a classic car or truck or a new one, a beautifully restored vehicle, or just one you drive every day, come out and cruise in downtown Downs, or bring your lawn chair and enjoy an evening of fun. Be sure to follow the Downs Community Connection Facebook page. And beginning tomorrow, the phones will be ringing across the USD 273 Beloit School District as a brief patron survey will begin. School district officials say the survey of district households will provide insight into what residents think about the district's strengths, challenges, and long-term facility needs. And in general, the calls will be placed between 7 and 9 p.m. on weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays. The caller ID may show Market Research Associates, or it may simply show an 816 or 913 area code because the company uses calling facilities in both Missouri and Kansas. In regards to the survey, for those who are not contacted at random on the phone, an online version of the survey will be available on the district's website. The survey process will take about 2 weeks to complete, and the district is asking patrons to listen for their phones to ring. We are very fortunate to live and serve in a community that values our schools, said USD 273 School Superintendent Jeff Travis. If you get called for the survey, please answer and give your honest feedback. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
We'll have more on Oklahoma winning their 4th straight softball championship coming up in this sportscast. Also, a look at local sports, 8-man All-Star Game features. Also, a volleyball All-Star Game happening tonight. Osborne native Josh Allard has found a new coaching destination. The K-State baseball team getting set for Super Regionals. The Royals finish out a series with Cleveland on Thursday. Game 1 of the NBA Finals Thursday night. And a look at the French Open and tennis. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. A 39th annual Kansas 8-man All-Star Game set to take place on Saturday at Trojan Field. We have multiple area athletes competing and a couple for the Division II West squad, including Mason Baker of Thunder Ridge and Brody Batchman from Sylvan Lucas. Baker's been a mainstay over the past three seasons in Joel Struckoff's program for Thunder Ridge, helping the Longhorns to a 27-7 record over the past three seasons when he enjoyed more playing time after an 11-1 sub-state runner-up finish in 2021. In his sophomore year, he's a key component in helping the Longhorns to an 11-2 record on the state runner-up finish in 2022 as a junior, rushing for 688 yards and 7 scores, and he added another 664 yards and 11 touchdowns receiving. On defense, he had 65 tackles and 3 interceptions. With multiple seniors graduating from that team, Baker took on the focal role of Thunder Ridge's offense at quarterback in his final season, and he thrived with the ball in his hands, rushing for just over 1,900 yards and 30 touchdowns, and throwing for 986 yards and 11 more scores. He also put up 86 tackles, had 3 more interceptions on defense. He was a first-team All-State returner as well, 321 yards and 2 touchdowns on kickoff returns. Thunder Ridge finished the season 5-4, but Baker was an example of the growth of a player in Struckoff's program. He noted what it was like to play for Struckoff off and also gave a special shout out to a teammate that was selected but unable to play in Saturday's game.
It's a great opportunity. One of my friends, Josh Ferguson, he can't be here, military stuff, but it's an honor to represent my town and show some pride for the Longhorn Nation back home. Coming into high school football my freshman year, he rode the bench, but I got stronger playing on that JV team, and he taught me to be mentally tough and also be physically tough, and he preached the weight room, and that's what helped me out throughout the years to get stronger and better.
Again, joining Baker on the Division II West All-Star squad is Brody Batchman of Sylvan Lucas. He had an outstanding career and over the past two seasons was a focal point and a mainstay in the Sylvan Lucas backfield as a junior and senior. He ran for 779 yards and 13 touchdowns in Ben Labrador's offense this past season, which included a 7-2 finish. Batchman was an honorable mention All-State linebacker as well, registering 69 tackles, which tied for second most on the team. In his preparation for the All-Star game this week, Batchman credited his coaches and the Sylvan Lucas program in helping him get to this point.
I started out as a center my freshman year, and then bumped up to junior year, I became starting tailback, which is a big change, but I don't think I would have been able to do it without Coach Labrador. Just his mentorship and his leadership skills are they're amazing. And then along with our defensive coaches, Eric Nitsch, and we had Craig Batchman as our offensive coach for a while. They're
they're amazing guys. I mean, pretty special to me.
Catch Brody Benchman of Sylvan Lucas and Mason Baker of Thunder Ridge in the 8-man Division II All-Star game on Saturday. They'll both be playing for the Division II West squad. 1:30 kickoff in Beloit. If fans are unable to attend, you can catch them on Katy Country 94 8-man All-Star Game Radio Network at 8manallstars.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. One other local All-Star note, the Twin Valley Conference Northern Plains League State Line All-Star Volleyball match will take place tonight at Lawrence Nelson High School in Nelson, Nebraska. Many area athletes selected for the MPL team, including Lauren Brummett of Lakeside, Aubrey Gingler and Jenna Gingler from St. John's Tipton, Elsie and Emma Finkenbinder and Emma Klein of Sylvan Lucas, Hannah Lyon from Lincoln, Raylan Bolte of Pike Valley, and Claire Plummer of Stockton. First serve for the Volleyball All-Star match at 6 o'clock tonight in Nelson. And a final local note, after one season as the interim head coach and 17 seasons with the West Virginia men's basketball team, Osborne native Josh Eilert has a new home. He'll head west as he's staying in the new Big 12 and joining the Utah men's basketball program as an assistant under Craig Smith. For more on the story, visit UtahUtes.com. On the diamond, the K-State baseball team set to start their Super Regional Series with Virginia this evening in Charlottesville. After winning the Fayetteville, Arkansas Regional, K-State 35-24. Virginia's number 12 overall seed in the tournament, entering at 44-15. Super Regional is a best-of-three series with Game 1 at 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus tonight. The winner of the Super Regional advances to the College World Series in Omaha next week. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Oklahoma softball team claimed their fourth straight Division I title Thursday night, beating rival Texas 8-4 to take the National Championship Series 2-0. Texas held a 3-2 lead after 3.5. The Sooners scored 3 in the bottom of the fourth to lead 5-3, and they would score 3 more in the bottom of the sixth for a 4-run win in the end. Oklahoma finished the season at 59-7, claiming their 8th national title overall. You can read more at NCAA.com.
And there's a line drive, base hit into right field. Brennan's throw will arrive late, and Kyle Isbell drives in his second run, and the Royals lead for the second time today.
That RBI put the Royals up 4-3 in the eighth inning. They'd go on to win by that final against the Guardians Thursday afternoon in Cleveland. Vinny Pascantino put the Royals up 1-0 in the first with an RBI double, but the Guardians answered the run in each the first, third, and fourth innings to lead 3-1. Hunter Renfro and Kyle Isbell drove in runs in the sixth to tie the game at 3 before Isbell's eventual game-winning RBI. Brady Singer gave up 2 earned runs on 9 hits in just 3 2/3, but got a no decision using 5 relievers. James MacArthur finished off the 1-2-3 ninth for the 12th save of his season, and Royals manager Matt Quattrero gave thoughts on Isbell coming through in key spots.
Izzy played a good game. You know, he had the really nice catch in left center. He had that play right there, or the hit. You know, and we got to think, too, that it's not been easy for him this last month. I mean, he's going out there competing at a high level, and he's been pretty beat up physically, mentally, all those kinds of things. So I'm really happy for him that he was able to come through there.
Royals move to 37-26 with the win, and they get set now for a 3-game series coming back home to take on the Mariners. First pitch at 7:10 tonight. You can find the preview at Royals.com.
This is now 8 straight wins for Boston in these playoffs. They're 13-2. A great team effort at both ends. The return of Kristaps Porzingis, a huge impact.
The Celtics led by as many as 29 points in the first half, but despite the Mavericks getting back within 8 in the third, Boston pulled away for a 107-89 winning game one of the NBA Finals Thursday night. All 5 starters scored in double figures for the Celtics. Jaylen Brown led the way with 22, but the play of Kristaps Porzingis off the bench after not playing in 38 days due to injury was a major catalyst in the win. He had 20 points on 8 of 13 shooting, a rim protector on defense with 3 blocks. Luka Doncic scored a game-high 30 for Dallas, but needed 26 shots in the loss. Up 1-0, Boston will be at home for game 2 Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Finally, in sports and tennis, the French Open women's final is set. After the semis took place Thursday morning, number 1 seed Iga Świątek eliminated 3rd seeded American Coco Gauff in straight sets, and number 12 Jasmine Paolini is on to the final with a straight set win over Mira Andreeva. The men's semis will take place this morning. Number 2 Yannick Sinner facing 3rd seed Carlos Alcaraz. Number 4 Alexander Zverev takes on number 7 Casper Ruud. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Northshore, Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.